All right. Thank you for coming out today. This is an exciting day, not just for Grand Island, but all of Western New York. Anybody that's grown to love Macker over the years and expect it each and every summer. I am Corey McGowan from Corey McGowan Productions, and I'm proud to be a part of ensuring that this event lives on in Western New York for many years to come. This all started about 6 weeks ago when news broke that this event was not going to take place. So for me, just an event that has such a rich history like Gus Macker, and that's been around over 20 years, I couldn't see that happening. So right away I got on the phone, called Gus Macker, almost immediately was put in touch with Scott McNeil, just to try to figure out what needs to happen to get this thing done. So over the course of the past month, we scouted different locations. Met with between 5 and 6 different municipalities, different organizations. All of them were receptive. They all wanted the Gus Macker, and they all would have been great choices. But for me, Grand Island stood out the most. This is where I grew up, close ties to the community, and seeing this event on Grand Island is just going to bring massive exposure to what Grand Island has to offer. We're surrounded by water, 2 state parks, premier golf courses, an amusement park, over 20 different restaurants. The island has it all, and this is just a great opportunity to showcase that with a major Western New York event. It's good for business, and just with the amount of business owners that are here today, it just goes to show how important something like this is to the community. So after all this planning, here we are, and I'm proud to announce that officially August 29th and 30th, right here on Grand Island Boulevard, the Gus Macker is going to take place. We're looking for teams that are ready to play ball and come enjoy an event that's always been a family fun-oriented event. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody out on the courts come August. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Scott McNeil, Gus Macker himself.
Thank you, Corey.
Appreciate it.
We're excited to be here today at Grand Island. Probably surprised a lot of you. A couple months ago, this would have surprised myself. We were able to find a gentleman in Corey McGowan that's probably about as fired up as I am. The only guy I could find in town that was my height. And honestly, with the last name McGowan, his nickname should have been Corey Macker. So we really felt it really worked out good. Other things, if you find my company and go online at macker.com, you'll see that I play a lot of small towns right now. And so this community of Grand Island really kind of fits what Gus Macker is about. And we really talk about family, community, and charity when we're thinking about Gus Macker, and it just seemed to fit really well. Normally I wouldn't run with a promotional guy, but he was so enthusiastic, he kind of full court pressed me. I didn't know what to do, but did a lot of studying about what Corey's about, found out he's a very quality guy. This is his hometown, and he kind of reminds me of myself quite a few years ago. He didn't grow a beard, but he's close, and it reminds me of when we first came to Buffalo back in the day. We love the Buffalo area, appreciate all the people that put the event on in downtown Buffalo over the years. In fact, I put that in the press release on purpose. Wanted to make sure that Steve Brady and Cradle Beach, that the Police Athletic League, Kids Escaping Drugs, and then Darien Lake, everybody that's hosted us over the years, we have no ill feelings and we're really happy with those relationships, but we needed a long-term solution so that the players and the public would know where we're going to be and when we're going to be. So by finding Corey, we think he's the answer and this community is the answer. He's working with the Rotary Club. The city or the town itself is involved heavily. Our game plan is to play not only on this street, but from that stoplight headed that direction to the following stoplight, and on the corner is the Township Hall, which has the police department and a big grass area where families and kids could hang out. So we think it fits the feel, and we're glad to be on the street. The parking lot there would fit our top men's, our women's courts, and our dream courts. So it's a real nice setting for what Gus Macker will be for years and years here in Grand Island. Other than that, we're really fired up to be here. Couldn't be more excited that Corey decided to contact us. And our big movement is to find young people that can help direct me when I can't play anymore, which will be about 20 years from now, but he'd still be playing. So again, thank you to Corey, and thanks to all of you coming out today. And thanks for your patience in the media. All the politics of everything's been going on the last year or two have been very frustrating for all of us. This is like a breath of fresh air. So finding Corey was a really big deal for us. And I sure, hopefully you understand that part of it. So if this could be Corey McGowan Day here, we would do that and appreciate all his efforts.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, we'll open them up.
Long-term commitment. Is there like a year, how many years you guys commit?
Well, we usually sign a three-year agreement, which we're signed a three-year agreement already. After the first year, Corey's group with the community and the Rotary could decide not to do it anymore, or they could continue on for their 3 years. We also didn't mention it. While we're playing at the end of August this year, next year it will revert back to the normal Buffalo dates, which is the last weekend in June. So the last couple years will be the last weekend of June. And 3 years is what we hope is only the beginning. We're 23 years with the event here, and so we hope we go another 20 or 25 years.
Just to jump in real quick. The size of the Buffalo event, how many courts will you have here? Will it be equal or be less than Buffalo setup?
You want me? Well, we're looking 400 or 500 teams is what we're looking at. We're going to fit as many as we can in that space, and that's the number we're going with. And just to back up just a minute for the who this event's for, Rotary, actually, it's not through Rotary. It's through the Wellness Institute of Greater Buffalo and Youth Advantage. Those are the two groups that are associated with myself through the event. Just to
it's who it's benefiting here. We're going to have to limit the team count compared to Buffalo. Buffalo in its heyday might have been 900 to 1,000 teams in this site, and we weren't going to dump that on this first relationship, especially this quick a turnaround. It's very unusual for us to turn around in a few months. So we think that site will hold 400 or 500 teams, and we'll have that limit on our information online. In fact, now you can go to macro.com today and register to play in this event. It'll be $140 a team of four, which we think is pretty appropriate compared to the rest of the country. But anyway, we'll open up to more questions.
Yeah, I've got one. Is it from Whitehaven Road to what's the?
Green Island Boulevard, or Whitehaven to Baseline Road.
Baseline. And it'll run along Green Island Boulevard.
Right in the street. You have a typical streetscape setup.
Yeah. Having run that route, I know that Grand Island Boulevard goes uphill by about 6 degrees there. How does that affect life?
That's a really good point. That was the first thing I saw last night when I looked at it, and I thought a little bit, I don't think it's going to be that bad because it's a gradual grade. So I don't think it's going to be that impeding to the play of the basketball. So at least that's our opinion based on what we saw.
Will the courts go across the street or will they... face up.
They'll go right down the middle. Our hoops sit on one unit with hoops on each side, so they go right down the middle of the street. And the street's pretty wide, which we really like. That was one of the big things of this. We also wanted it to feel like part of Grand Island, not just in a parking lot somewhere. So it's really important, and Corey's really good at working with all of you that are in the crowd that are business leaders to get you involved. So it isn't like just Corey by himself. It's the whole town. And that's one of the reasons we chose a town of this size. We thought it fit better. It'll give it a different feel than downtown Buffalo. It's not going to be the same as downtown Buffalo, but it may be better in a number of ways. In the last few years, we've gone so much to young people and families. We think this could be a great festival site. And Corey does about every imaginable event around this area. So tying in, whether it be music and food and other things, if anybody can do it, Corey can do it.
So you'll be using Grand Island Plaza. So
the courts will be right in the street. The road will be shut down for 2 days. And then right in Town Hall parking lot is kind of where the main features will be. The championship games, the top men's and women's courts. Then there's a park adjacent to where Town Hall is and where the courts will be. That's kind of where you'll see the festival atmosphere with the music and the food vendors and that kind of thing. So the benefit, who I'm working with is the Wellness Institute of Greater Buffalo and Youth Advantage. What Wellness Institute is, they operate out of City Hall as a group that carries different nonprofits like Youth Advantage. So Youth Advantage, they develop different basketball, soccer, softball programs throughout the area. Inner city leagues, Depew, West Seneca, they've really taken it everywhere, and it really just helps kids develop their game and become more of a well-rounded individual while focusing on their sports at the same time. So I just think it's an awesome fit for what we're trying to do.
Corey, could you talk a little bit about why this was so important to you to do, just because it was kind of loud in the background?
Absolutely. Just to see something this significant go away just really wasn't an option. So this will be the 24th year for the event, and something doesn't go 24 years without meaning this much to the community. So to see it go away, I couldn't have it. So working with Grand Island has been perfect. All the town officials have been supportive, and it's just an awesome fit.
It's really important in our system that a local group can take ownership of it, and that's why you've seen the problems in downtown Buffalo and then going on to Darien Lake, which in both cases, very successful events. But the relationship business-wise and finding somebody that could see a direction for it long-term wasn't there. So that's why you had the confusion as to, is it coming back, is it not? In this case, we think we have somebody very stable because it is his hometown and he does a lot of events around here.
Yeah, Taste of Grand Island, Taste of Niagara Falls are two big ones that I put on. And in the past, I've done a benefit for Roswell Park called Concert for a Cure down at Canalside. So I'm familiar with working with Canalside. I have a couple more events coming there this year. It's about 60 different events that I'm working on throughout the year. So if you go right to CoreyMcGowan.com, it'll actually list the events for the entire season.
There was a little leakage on this.
A little?
Before this happened, this happened. Have you been hearing from teams already?
Definitely. The hype is there. People that I know personally have called me.
Are you hearing from teams already? How do we get in on this?
Definitely. Absolutely. People are ready to register, which is available, you know, starting today. So we expect teams to start filling up pretty quick.
You'll have more teams than you would have at Darien Lake, right? Because the access is a little more accessible to, from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Kids to come from Buffalo.
You think so, right?
Definitely. I mean,
and
now.
Just take the metro over.
Exactly. The bus route runs right here, so anybody from the city of Buffalo wants to come. And being that we're back in Erie County, we're 15 minutes from downtown Buffalo. So we're now right in the heart of the general area.
Well, what I'm saying is, maybe the question is for you, are you able to accommodate more teams than the Darien Lake site, or was it less?
I think the Darien Lake site, and I've got Bill Gorman here and Patty Donovan for my staff. We have 400 teams there. So we probably could get over that number. I don't know if we'll get much over 500 just because of where the courts are. The one thing we haven't measured yet, we know the length of Grand Island Boulevard. That parking lot, when we put our top courts in, we think we got enough room for a couple more courts in there, which could expand us to the 500 range. But after that, we kind of wanted him to have a chance to experience it before we try to go any further. Because I'm sure the community here would love to try to figure out other ways to do it. We had other sites, but this site kind of fit the town a little better, so that's why we weren't that intimidated by holding back on the number a little bit.
But bottom line is, you're going to accommodate more teams than you did at Darien Lake.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that was the main complaint, and the site being how the kids going
to
get there.
Yeah, the length of distance you had to go play at Darien Lake was one of the problems that was an issue for Darien Lake and probably why the team count didn't bump up as much. I also think the indecision is what's going to happen. It may take Corey a year or two to really balloon the thing, but I think here you'll have a lot more potential. And we, by the way, we had a great relationship with Darien Lake. They just changed management companies right in the middle, and the new group was kind of confused as to how it worked and couldn't turn it around. And so, again, this one came up and thought it would be a better option.